As the best place to work in government among large agencies, NASA scored a 74 out of 100, almost 7 points higher than the second-place large agency, the Department of Commerce. The best agencies have managers who care about their employees' work life. I asked top executives at each agency what employee engagement means to them. Robert Lightfoot is the associate administrator at NASA.
But when you look at the guy on the floor, the guy really doing the work, just making those missions happen that we think are just so amazing, that guy on the floor has to have that tie, right? He's got to have that tie and feel empowered to go do what he needs to do. I mean, they talked about empowerment here today. I feel encouraged that in the way that we empower our employees to make those missions happen. As long as they feel that empowerment, man, they are ready to go to work and they're ready to make these things happen. You know, we love to say we make the impossible possible, and that's what allows them to do it. And if I put a lot of constraints on that, it doesn't work so well. And so we've really been working on that pretty hard, and to empower the folks at the lowest level to get their work done and do it the right way.
Describe a little bit more about how you empower folks. Is it just by letting them make decisions? Is it about making them a part of the decision-making process, or even further, go further?
It's a little of both of that. Making sure their input is taken in the decision process is really critical. We do a lot to try to pull out the, don't just sit there, tell us what you think, right? Make sure you tell us. If we're doing something that doesn't make any sense, please speak up. And our workforce is not afraid to speak up. That's the strength of our team, is having the lowest level folks will tell senior managers, no, that doesn't work. We can't do that, right? And I think that is a hallmark to our agency, and what we've been able to accomplish is having that ability to have that kind of dialogue and that kind of conversation. And bluntly, it's
the Patent and Trademark Office earned the top ranking among 300 agency subcomponents. Peggy Focorino is the commissioner of patents at the PTO.
We have a training academy where all of our examiners are hired into. And as soon as they come into that environment and they onboard, we tell them that they're the ones that are important and are doing the job day to day. They're examining the patent applications. They're reducing the backlog, examining the trademark applications. And that they're the ones that we support as a management and leadership team, that they're the ones that make it all happen.
A lot of people would maybe take a cynical look and say, of course you're going to say that as a manager. Right, that's your job. What steps do you take from a management perspective that can say, okay, well, we're going to show you that you're worth?
Absolutely. So we have various ways to do that. Obviously, we have monetary awards, but we also have recognition ceremonies and recognition events just to celebrate that, say, for example, the decrease in the patent application backlog. And everyone knows what that backlog is and how it's gone down and how they individually contribute to it. And so we just take time out to celebrate that and get everybody together and celebrate. Yes, we still have a ways to go, but everyone knows that we're moving in the right direction, and they keep focused on that.
The Federal Communication Commission score increased 4.6 points to 71.3. That gave it an overall ranking of 7th among mid-size agencies in 2013. Ruth Milkman is the chief of staff at the FCC. She says the meteoric rise is due in part to better communication from the top down.
There's a lot of communication between the chairman's office and the commissioners and the staff, but also the senior staff talking to the employees and making sure that they understand not only what the total agenda is, but what their place, how what they do is important to advancing the mission of the agency and to doing the things that are important to the American public.
When you do that kind of communication, does the chairman or the commissioners have, obviously, board meetings, we know that, but do they have town hall meetings? Are they doing it through email? Are they doing it through open door policies, brown bag lunches? Are there any best practices, if you will?
So all of the above. One of the things that's been most successful at the agency is bringing line employees up in small groups to meet with the chairman or meet with commissioners and do brown bag lunches. We also, of course, do emails, town halls, thank you emails when they've done something particularly good, reduced a backlog.
The other key success factor was growing and retaining good managers. I asked each of them how they do it. First, PTO's Focorino.
The first-line manager is really one of the number one reasons why employees stay at an agency or leave. So we have a very robust training program. And what we've done is in the manager's performance plan, we have a heavy focus on coaching and mentoring, not just a leadership component, but a coaching and mentoring component. And we give training so that those managers can have the skills to work with their employees as a mentor, as a coach, and not as sort of a more of a bean counter, if you will. So we have a lot of programs for our supervisors to obtain the skills to be able to do that.
Have you guys been successful or lucky, maybe is the word, in keeping good managers in for at least a long period of time, whether it's 5 years or 10 years or 30 years? It's that turnover that gets people kind of, oh no, here we go again, a new person I have to break in.
Right. No, we have actually, and we have a lot of more senior managers and we have some very new ones. And we have this training academy that I mentioned, and what we find is some managers that are getting a little burnout, we send them to the training academy to teach new examiners and it's sort of a rejuvenation for them because they see how much they know and how much they can impart to the new people, and they really take a lot of pride in that.
Milkman explains how the FCC trains and retains good managers.
One of the things we do is we have something called FCC University, which is a set of training and ongoing learning programs so that people can continue to develop professionally at the agency. They find that very attractive. And then people generally like what they do. They feel like the FCC is a family, and as long as they feel like what they're doing is important and they're advancing the admission of the agency.
And I think part of that is having a good boss to work for. Talk a little bit more about the FCC Academy. I'm hearing a little bit of a trend here. When we talked with, for instance, some of the other agencies who are successful, they also have that same training piece. Is that something that's kind of sprung up over the last few years, or has it always been there, but have you guys reinvigorated it somehow?
It's always been there. We've hired a new training coach person. We've got also offer executive coaching to our managers. And so I think they feel supported and feel like there's a variety of ways in which they can continue to develop.
NASA's Lightfoot says creating good managers starts early on in an employee's career.
We have training even for employees that are even thinking about management, mid-level leadership type programs that we do. We have training at every one of our centers. It's pretty consistent across the agency. I would call it just basic supervisory skills that you just got to have, right? And because when you become a supervisor, it's a different set of skills than in our world, which is a lot of engineers, right? You know, you take an engineer and you make them a supervisor. Sometimes it's a different set of skills, and we spend a lot of time with those folks going through that. So yeah, we have a lot of that same kind of training.
The third and final question I asked was, what are the tactics and techniques you use that other agencies could borrow? First, FCC's Milkman.
I've got to go back to communications, communications, communications. That's our middle name. We're the Federal Communications Commission. But it's so important, as you said earlier, to communicate not only to the outside world about what you're doing, but within the agency and make sure everybody understands the importance and how they fit into the mission.
Looking forward, is there anything you guys are over the next 6 or 9, 10, 12 months saying, here's how we're going to advance this?
We have a new chairman as of the beginning of November, and one of the things that he is pioneering now is communicating in a way that we haven't done as much before, but by doing more blogs and saying, here's what's important to me. I'm laying out the principles of how I think about things and how the agency is going to look at various issues, and here's what we'll be doing stepwise over the next 6 to 12 months so that everybody knows what they're shooting for and where they need to provide input.
PTO's Folcarino says employee engagement must be at the center of any improvement effort.
It's about constantly listening to employees and creating different ways that they can give that input, whether it's blogs and being able to comment on blogs or town hall meetings or focus sessions or tweets or just showing up at events and letting employees know that the leadership team is accessible, not only accessible, but is listening and will react to input and needs input. So it's that constant two-way dialogue and being very transparent about what we're doing and how the employees are really such a critical part of that because they know best what needs to change.
When you look forward over the next 6 months, next year, is there anything that the PTO is doing specifically to say, here's how we're going to extend this engagement, here's how we're going to do more, whether it's for employees or managers or both?
I think we'll continue with our very heavy focus on getting employee input, whether it's through Idea Scale and letting employees vote to prioritize things they want management to explore and look into, or having more town halls and just keeping an analysis of that employee viewpoint survey data going and continuing to look at areas that we need to improve.
NASA's Lightfoot says the employee viewpoint data will show the space agency the path of continued improvement.
Well, first thing we'll do is we'll take these results and we'll peel them back and we'll start looking. That's what we did last year. We'll start looking at the areas where we could see some improvement. The other thing, though, is just to continue to emphasize the mission that we have. We have people in space that we need to take care of. We're doing great science, and we're doing great work in the aeronautics and technology fields as well. That's what gets our teams going. And as long as I've got that good work, they'll be tied to the mission. But in the meantime, we will go dig into those results, and we'll find out there's probably some good areas for us to work on for the next year, and we'll see what they are. That's what we did last year and move forward from here.
In Washington, Jason Miller, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.